Our text for today is a portion of the gospel reading appointed to be read for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. It comes to us from the 22nd chapter of Matthew, and it begins at verse 34. But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered themselves together. One of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment of the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." It's nothing new for me to stand here today and tell you that we seem to live anyway, in a slogan-rich society. It seems like everywhere you turn, there's a slogan. You can't go anywhere without seeing some kind of a slogan on a billboard. You can't watch TV without commercials coming out with slogan after slogan after slogan. You can't read the news without reading about groups in this world who are following and acting upon some slogan that has been coined. In the political world, there are slogans flying around. It seems like everybody's got to have a slogan. These slogans, of course, are used to bash some people. They are used by some as legitimation for breaking the law. They are used by others for boosting of one's ego. They're everywhere. They're used to sell things in ads on radio and TV. Everybody loves a slogan. They're catchy. Oftentimes they rhyme. Those are some of the more popular ones. Everybody seems to love a slogan. The problem with that is many, many, many people therefore wish to reduce the Christian faith or the Christian walk of life to a slogan. And people will use the slogan over and over and over as a way of telling other people what they really believe, what their faith is, whatever the reason. You know what I'm talking about. Jesus is the reason for the season. Yeah, nice catchy slogan, right? And anyone can walk around with that on their lips. Jesus is the reason for the season. And it sounds good, and it sounds appropriate. And we might even applaud someone for having the boldness to say it in public. And then, immediately after spouting a slogan about Christian faith, the individual curses the first driver that cuts them off on the road. The individual looks for every way to cheat on his or her taxes. The individual will begin to say things like, "I hate so-and-so." The individual will get riled up to the point of anger over some of the political ads that are showing. "That's a lie. How can they say that kind of thing? How can they get away with that kind of thing?" That same individual will wish hellfire on someone who has done something dastardly. But Jesus is the reason for the season. Yeah, there's a problem with slogans. And that is that the slogan tends to deny reality, to the individual who is placing all their trust into that slogan. Denying reality, denying the reality that Jesus, I believe, brings out in our text for this morning, and that reality, very simply, is this. The Christian faith is not lived in a slogan. It is not lived by a slogan. It is lived in the reality of this world. That seems to be what Jesus is driving at here. Love the Lord your God, the greatest of all commandments, of course. How do we do that, Lord? Love your neighbor as yourself. And you know what that means? That means that the Christian faith calls upon an individual to love the ones I hate. The Christian faith says there are going to be people out there that rub you wrong. There are going to be circumstances that rub you wrong. There are going to be many, many things that happen in your life which irritate you to no end. But love your neighbor as yourself. That doesn't change. That's the reality. The reality is this. The Christian faith doesn't walk around just spouting slogans. The Christian faith says, I am called upon by my Lord to show the same love he showed to a people who hated him. I am called upon my Lord to love my God with all my heart, soul, and mind, and that means loving others as I love myself. Yeah, even that guy that just cut you off and almost caused you to be in an accident and doesn't seem to care one lick. That's what it means. That's the reality. Jesus does not qualify his summation of the law in our text, I hope you notice. Love your neighbor as yourself as long as that neighbor's treating you well. No, he doesn't say that. Love your neighbor as yourself as long as they're doing something you like. No, he doesn't say that. He says his disciples' love for God is shown in that individual's love for someone else. A love, not liking, but loving. Doing what you can for the betterment of someone else. That's the love he's talking about here. I never hear Jesus' summary of the commandments here used as a slogan. Maybe it isn't catchy enough. It certainly doesn't rhyme. But it stands here as a reality check for everyone who claims to be his disciple. The Christian faith is not lived in a slogan. It is lived in the Word of God, which calls upon every individual to love the Lord their God with everything they have by loving others as themselves. I think in our slogan-rich society, it is a very much needed reality check. Amen.